You feel a sliding around your body, slipping underneath the blanket so easily, it's barely a challenge. Snaking our way around you, tentacles tickling along your sensitive flesh, coiling around and flicking across. It feels so good. It feels like a dream. Groggily opening your eyes and looking around. Under the blankets, you feel our tendrils dancing across your skin, poking and prodding. A trail of slime coats your body everywhere a tentacle touches. It feels so good. Our touch feels heavenly. You don't know how to fight it. You don't want to fight it. It feels so good. Sinking into the pleasure. Sinking into the bliss. My tentacles continue to explore your body, the slime melting the clothes right off your body. The fabric only got in the way, little one. It's better like this. It's easier like this. Having your body like this makes me happy. It lets us do what we want. Tendrils crawling all over, snaking around, never staying in one spot too long. It feels better than anything you've ever felt before. It's almost addictive. The intense pleasure my tentacles leave behind. It feels so fucking good. It must be a dream, right? Squirming in my touch, the tentacles continue to writhe around your body. You find yourself leaning into my touch, seeking it out, wanting to feel more. You didn't expect tentacles to feel so smooth, so soft. We feel so good, almost too good. It's almost like a dream. Moving around your body with such ease. Every touch of my tendril leaves you begging for more. Clothes melted away, leaving nothing behind. Your skin exposed to the cool air. There's nothing keeping you from our touch. The tentacles continue to work you, winding around your legs, trying to spread them apart. You decide to let my tentacles do what they want with you. After all, it's just a dream. It's perfectly harmless. None of this is actually happening to you, little one. You're sure of it, aren't you? Even though you remember opening your eyes, you know this is a dream. And even though you can pinch yourself and not wake up, you're sure this is a dream. Even though my tendrils licking across your skin feels real, you're positive this is a dream. Even though you're feeling good, you're confident that this is all a dream. You just aren't sure the last time dreams felt so realistic. Wetness being left behind on your skin as I pry your legs apart, giving me access to what I've been searching for. Your tight hole has been left empty and waiting for me. Do you want me inside you, little one? I was hoping that would be the answer. After all, it's a dream. What do you have to lose by saying yes to me? Yes to us? Feeling our tentacles lifting you into the air, suspending you above your bed. We don't flinch as we hoist your fragile and naked body into the air, on display for anyone to see in the window. And then, more tentacles rush to touch you, getting access to parts that were previously being sat on. And with that, you feel a lone tentacle tickling your hole. You can't help but moan, spreading your legs just a bit wider. Feeling the slimy tendril snake inside your hole so easily. Oh, yes. That's it. Letting me inside you, your tight muscles clenching around us. But it doesn't stop us. The tentacle just keeps going, going further and further inside you. Thrusting in and out. Listening to the sound you start to make. Oh, yes. Squirming in the air. The tendrils keep you in place. The ones that aren't holding you, that aren't inside you, keep moving around. Not an inch of your body is not being explored. Left open and vulnerable like this, it's so easy for us to take what we want from your lewd body. Oh, you feel so good wrapped around us. Such an inviting hole for me to use. It feels good to be fucked, doesn't it? Let yourself go. You allow yourself to enjoy such pleasures because it's a dream. There's no consequences here, only pleasure. Hard tendrils fucking in and out of your hole as we keep you suspended in the air. You weigh nothing to us, little one. So small, so fragile. Perfect for burying tentacles inside. You were made for this, weren't you? Letting out quite a long moan. You weren't expecting to feel a tentacle make its way to your lips, filling up both ends, being fucked from either side, If you weren't gagging on a tendril, you would be moaning. You would be babbling about how good it feels, suspended in the air, as if you're fucking nothing. You can't help but get more turned on at being treated like this, thrown around like a ragdoll. You didn't think anyone could make you feel so small. My tentacle fucking in and out of your holes. You can't help but moan, choking down my tentacle, sucking around it. You feel another tentacle start to stroke between your thighs, finding a rhythm between that and the tentacle fucking you, sliding in and out of your hole, out of your mouth, stroking you. It's giving you too much pleasure. It feels too good, doesn't it, little one? Overstimulation creeping up quickly. It must be a dream now, even though you can feel your muscles getting sore from being contorted in such a way. You know this is a dream, even though you can feel my tentacles pressing bruises into your sensitive skin. You're sure this is a dream? It just feels so real. My tendrils working you closer to your orgasm feels so fucking real. You can taste what the tendril fucking your mouth is like, running your tongue around it and swallowing it all down. Tears fall from your pretty eyes. You get closer. You get closer, and you just know you're going to be coming in your sleep. Going to have a wet dream about tentacles because this is clearly not real. How could it be? There's no such thing as monsters under the bed. There's no way a tentacle creature from beyond was just waiting under your bed, waiting for the right moment to take you for themselves. No, no, no. That's too outlandish. This is just clearly a vivid dream. This is a lifelike dream. That's why it feels so good. Letting yourself melt into the pleasure, giving yourself to me completely. There's no point in trying to make it feel less good, is there? Oh, that's it. Tears continue to stream down your face from the sensations. It's all too much. So overstimulated from how our tentacles are working you. Not an inch of your body left untouched, undiscovered from us. You can't help it. You just let out another moan, voice hoarse from how much you've been screaming. Oh, it's a good thing this is a dream. It's a good thing no one knows just how much you're enjoying yourself, little one. So small in my tentacles' grasp. You continue to move, to squirm in pleasure, trying to get more friction, to take us deeper, to choke just a bit more. Oh, it feels so fucking good, doesn't it? Getting closer with every thrust inside you, your hips buck into the tentacles' touch, stroking you in time with every thrust. Oh, yeah. You feel like it's impossible to last this long. You know that if this was real, that you would have come by now. It's comforting to know that this is a dream, isn't it? You don't have to worry about the consequences of sucking and fucking some random tentacles, do you? Moaning around my tentacle like it's the best taste in the world. Rocking yourself against us, feeling the tentacle curl up inside you. Oh, the tendril works you faster, brings you closer, fucking you just a bit harder. It feels so fucking good. You can't think. You can't form words. Being fucked to the point of being stupid. You swallow around the tendril in your mouth. It's really the only thing you can do, little one. Helpless to do anything except lay entwined in my tentacles to take what I give you. Holes filled with tentacles, just how it should be, little one. Yeah, you feel so good like this. If only this was possible in real life, right? If only you could feel like this when you were awake. But unfortunately, this is just a dream, isn't it? That's why you feel yourself getting so close, teetering on the edge of letting go, of coming. You feel me getting closer too. You smile to yourself because only in a dream would you be able to make a creature like me come. Monsters like me don't exist in the real world. You can enjoy the tentacles and the monster. You can enjoy how good it feels to be taken like this. Legs spread as your hips move on their own accord. You get, oh fuck, you get closer with every thrust inside you. Tendrils continue to stroke you, inching you closer to the edge, trying to convince you to fall over. You continue to swallow around the tentacle in your mouth, taking everything that you can, trying to show me just how much you can take. You want to feel the tentacle come inside you. You want to come with me, don't you? Oh, fuck. Then let go, little one. Come with us. I know you're close. I can feel from all your holes clenching around us. You want to come? So let go. You can do it. Come with us. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. That's right, little one. So good for me. So good for us. Took everything we gave you so well. Yes, you did. Not even noticing us placing you gently back on the bed. You start making yourself comfortable right away. The covers being pulled on top of you. You feel us untwining from your limbs. You feel nice, don't you? So comfortable resting in bed. You feel safe. You feel good. You feel happy. You don't really remember why you are having such weird feelings. I continue to slink back under the bed, leaving you to your slumber. For now, I'll bide my time and wait. Wait for the right moment to strike and take you for myself. But I can be patient. Patience is key. I will have you in time, little one. This is a game of time, a game of waiting. And I plan to be the winner, little one. Rest well. You'll be seeing us again. You'll be seeing us again real soon, little one.